Mr. Speaker, the Minister of Housing has finally admitted that she won't protect tenants by keeping the rent cap in place in the new year. Tenants are terrified of losing their housing if they haven't already. They need protection, Mr. Speaker, but they are getting the cold shoulder from this government. It is clear that there is an affordable housing crisis, and yet this government is doing as little as possible, putting tenants in precarious situations. If a tenant can't pay higher rents or gets rent evicted, then they become unhoused, Mr. Speaker. They lose their home. This province provides little to no protection for renters. What has changed since the rent cap was instituted 9 months ago? Arguably, conditions are the same, if not worse, for tenants. So how can the Minister of Housing justify denying renters the protection of a rent cap next year?
Minister of Service and Brunswick Housing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. When I listen to the language that is used and the inflammatory way the question is asked, it doesn't even make me want to answer her question. I can tell you the member opposite and the official opposition asked many questions that it makes it easy to collaborate and want to work together. Mr. Speaker, part of this is our own responsibility, including the member opposite, to take people that are vulnerable and make sure they get the help they need. And the help they need is at the Residential Tenancies Tribunal. We have put a number of different things in place over the last year. We've come back 3 times with changes to try to make things better for tenants, because she's right. People could become unhoused, and we are concerned about that. So we are doing everything we can to protect tenants and make it a balanced approach for landlords as well. So I call on the member opposite to stop the inflammatory way of saying things and work collaboratively to solve this problem.
The member for Memorcook Tantramar.
I do not appreciate the tone policing when I'm talking about people losing their housing, Mr. Speaker. People have lost their housing. People are at risk of losing their housing. And I do help the people who come to me, and I connect them with the Residential Tenancies Tribunal. But they have limitations. There will no longer be a rent cap, and I'm already getting stories. People with 25%, 75%, 100% rent increases coming down the line, and they don't know what to do. And this is unacceptable, but it's very predictable. It's exactly what we thought would happen, Mr. Speaker. Tenants across New Brunswick have been pleading with this minister and with the Higgs government to protect them from predatory rent hikes, especially in these market conditions. And yet, the Higgs government waited till the last minute to admit they wouldn't protect them with a rent cap in 2023. However, the Minister of Housing did leave the door open to bringing one in if it turns out they're wrong again about the housing crisis. Will they bring a retroactive rent cap in March when we're back in the legislature?
I'm Minister of Service and Brunswick and Housing.
Mr. Speaker, last minute, this rent cap was a temporary measure. From the beginning of when we put it in March last year, it was to end at the end of the year. There is nothing last minute about any of this discussion around rent cap. We were clear it was a temporary measure. I've also said we would consider it in the future if necessary. Mr. Speaker, since July, as I stated answering another question, we've had 112 individuals come to the Residential Tenancies Tribunal asking for their rent cases to be reviewed. Only 8 of them were found to be reasonable. 8 of 112, Mr. Speaker. So the work that the Residential Tenancies Tribunal does, it works. They do their job. They look at the... It works! And the member opposite's again telling stories but not having exact individuals that she's talking about. She needs to go to the Residential Tenancies Tribunal with them.
The member for Memorcook Tantramar.
Mr. Speaker, these are specific stories about people. I'm not going to name their names in the legislature, but I have connected them with the RTT. I'm not sure what the minister is talking about there. But the minister did say there might be a rent cap. They hadn't decided. I don't know. They said it was temporary, but it might be extended. So they're the ones that have created this instability and this confusion. They said that it might be extended. And then even just yesterday in question period, the minister said they might bring one retroactively. So I'm not sure what they're talking about. But here we have... We need rents to be stabilized. We need people to be protected in their housing. They have not acted with the urgency required to help tenants, to help renters. What we need, Mr. Speaker, is also long-term solutions. The New Brunswick Housing Corporation needs to have staff. It needs to have subject matter experts. It needs the resources required for non-market housing. to be created? Will the Premier revive the NB Housing Corporation and invest the resources needed to address the affordable housing crisis with the urgency it demands?
Minister of Affordable Housing and Housing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We are in a housing crisis. This government has recognized we have a housing crisis on our hands. It has not been made in the last 6 months. It has not been developing over the last year. This has been developing over decades. And part of the situation is being caused by the fact that people are moving to New Brunswick, which is fantastic, Mr. Speaker. But we have problems with our success. Our housing stock is at 1.7%. That is not enough, Mr. Speaker. It should be between 3 and 4% vacancy. This government has recognized that there's an issue, and they have appointed their first minister responsible for housing in decades, Mr. Speaker. And with all due respect, I've been in place for 6 weeks, Mr. Speaker. This is a decade-old problem. We are looking at all the solutions and what we can do to move forward and increase our stock. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Service New Brunswick Minister Jill Green responding to Memram Cook-Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten during question period at the Legislative Assembly on Wednesday.